Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Foster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Foster. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Johnstone moves to second. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Fossey moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Leon trapped. There's the throw to Richard, who tags Leon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. John Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reichardt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Pinson trapped. There's the throw to Andrews, who tags Pinson for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Steve Keeley now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Olander now playing left field. Jack Hydeman now playing shortstop. Walt Williams pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McKinney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Stroud scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Eddy now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball four. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ted Ford now playing right field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Don Eddy. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Rich Morales pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Terry Forster now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-4 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Tom Egan pinch hits for Terry Forster. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Andrews scores. Hershberger moves to third. Egan moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.